9 minutes past 11. Welcome to the third and final hour of the Eusebius Makhaza Show with me, Gugs Mhlungu, standing in for Eusebius this morning and with you until midday. Coming up in this part of the show will be the Entrepreneurs Corner, and we'll be speaking to a young creative incubator called Muzi, which was founded by Andrew Levy. Also be speaking to Khumutso Tliane, who went through the incubator. And Muzi is looking to transform the creative industry by helping improve access to creative education and careers. They offer learnerships that develop creative professionals, and apparently they've got quite a really good rate of their alumni getting full-time work at leading agencies, media, production houses. So we're going to be talking to them about their work and what you need to know if you or someone you know would like to apply to be a part of Umuzi and their incubator and their learnership program. So that's going to come up a little bit later in this part of the show. But continuing a conversation which there really just isn't enough time for, but a very important one to have anyway, discussing what the law says about the rights and responsibilities of fathers, particularly if they're no longer in a relationship with the mother of their children, and what the law says in terms of empowering you to gaining access to remaining present in your children's lives if that's what you would like to do. And we have two guests in studio. We're joined by the Chief Magistrate from the Western Cape Department of Justice, Chief Magistrate Daniel Tulari. He's on the line to us from our Cape Town studios, and I'm joined in studio by Martin Palders from Matrix Men. Thank you very much for staying with us and allowing us to extend this conversation. Chief Magistrate, in a moment we'll allow you to complete your point about maintenance and how the courts deal with that particular issue. But just going to try and get through two calls. Mabu in Johannesburg, thank you very much for holding. Good morning.
Hi, good. Thanks for taking our call. So, husband has been cut off from seeing his child since the child was about 3, not 12 years old. At the time, this family cited that he had no rights because he had not paid any damages for impregnating their child out of wedlock. So subsequently to that, my husband and I have obviously tried in vain to assist in supporting the child financially, but they've refused us on a number of occasions. The lady is now married, and part of the Lobola negotiations then included my husband's child. So basically the new husband negotiated that the child as part of their union. So what I'd like to know is what rights does my husband have in this particular case, and do these courts then take into account cultural practices, and can they use them as basis to refuse my husband access to the child?
Thank you very much for that, Mabu. Martin, you had a point you wanted to add?
No. The advocate could cover that one.
Okay. I thought we wanted to make a point. Chief Magistrate, the answer to Mabu's question?
Yes. It is not up to the mother or her family. It is up to the children's court to determine whether he will have contact and care of his children. So my immediate advice would be approach the children's court in the district where the children are and then lodge an application for contact with the children, because if I understand correctly, that's what she's looking for, contact, not necessarily care, which means having the children with them, but contact. So the court will call everybody present. The court will consider the evidence. Yes, customary law is considered by the courts, and where needs be is applied, and there is a constitutional obligation on us as presiding officers to develop customary law. But remember, it is subject to the Constitution, because the Constitution of the Republic is the supreme law of the country. And one of the provisions of the Constitution, Section 28, Subsection 2, says the best interests of a child are paramount in any matter concerning a child. So it is the Children's Court which has a call to make as to whether the presence of the biological father in the life of those children is in the best interests of the child or not, seen against the background of the facts that would be placed before that court. Mm. So she must approach the children's court. Perhaps just the before, because we are moving towards closure, the comment that I would like to make, and arising out of what Lewis said earlier, I want to say to fathers, cry if you need to about the experiences that you have had with the mother of the children.
Mm-hmm.
But there must be a time for you to wipe off your tears. Yes. And after that, there is an obligation on you to walk back to your children and be present in their lives.
Thank you very much for that. Mpo in Pretoria, you have a question about a report you've received from the Children's Court. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Me and my wife, we are divorcing. It's been 3 years going on this process of divorcing. I've launched an application with Child Advocate, and I feel that they didn't take the evidence that was presented to them, as the report has been, after a year submitting all the documents, and we did only one interview with the Child Advocate. A year later, they give a report that the mother should have the primary custody of the child. But I'm always with the child. 4 or 5 days a week, I'm with the child, and the mother still wants the maintenance on it. And I want to challenge the Child Advocate's report. I need to know, how should I go about that?
Thank you very much for that question. Chief Magistrate, any advice from Paul?
Yes. Remember that in the main, the business of the divorce court is the dissolution of the marriage. That's its main business. The others, care of the child, maintenance of the child, is ancillary to the dissolution of the marriage. And both the high courts and the regional courts where divorces are dealt with, in the main, concentrate on dissolution of the marriage. The issues of contact and care, in the main, are considered, yes. But as I have said, whenever you think that the circumstances are such that there is a need for intervention on an order that has been made, which relates to the care and contact with the child or the maintenance of the child, that area has been kind of opened for specialization by the Children's Court. That is why even in the high courts, in recent times, even the regional courts, the practice is to refer these questions to the Children's Court, the question of contact and care, and the question of maintenance, to the maintenance courts, because there you have courts that actually specializes in those areas. And I'm not saying the regional courts, because they are higher than us in status, and the high courts are not doing justice to these matters. All that I'm saying is, bear in mind that the main business of a divorce application is to determine whether, in fact, the marriage still needs to stand or not. The other issues are ancillary to that question. But if there are changed circumstances from the moment the order was made to date, you may approach the Children's Court. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you very much. That's Chief Magistrate Daniel Tulari on the line to us from Cape Town. He's from the Western Cape Department of Justice. Thank you very much for your time this morning, especially since it's your birthday. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Martin, all the best to everyone.
From Matrix Men, if someone's looking to get in touch with your organization, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we're all over social media. So we are Matrix Men on Facebook, mm-hmm. on Instagram, on Twitter, all that sort of stuff. We also have blogs, matrixmen.org mm-hmm. is our website. Go on there and get a hold of us. And I encourage all men just not to lay down and take what they feel they're being dealt. We have rights, and we have an important role to play in our children's lives. Mm-hmm. It's, to say, don't give up, don't lose hope. And even things are looking bad now, children grow up and then they learn over time what's true and what's not true. And they will finally one day come back to you and say, hey, Dad, what happened? And that will be your opportunity to make right. It is painful, and we're there to support men through that sort of process. And it's very difficult, but yeah, never lose hope.
Thank you very much. That's Martin Paldas from Matrix. That's M-A-T-R-I-X Men joining us this morning, taking a time to 19 minutes after 11. When we come back, getting into the Entrepreneur's Corner for the